Justin Wayne.
Temporary stop sign. I won't let you let me down again. I got your number now. Permanent distress sign. Bet you never thought I'd take control. You got my number now.
Because we had a technical snafu at the end of last month, we owe Alex another showing here in the middle of the month for her Almost Blues Night, which is tomorrow night, 15th of September, same place as what you must like it down there at the AAA in Kensington. Alex, it must be a good place.
I do actually. I mean, I'm a sort of promoter that once I find a venue, I like to stick with it because it's like coming home. You go in there, you know all the people in there. And the sound system's good, and you know, it just works. I am looking to venture out and do some other venues as well, but you know, for the moment, this works for me. It's the right size; it holds about 200 people. So, yeah.
Well, you've changed the color of the flyer this month. Obviously, it's a blue flyer for the Almost Blues thing. And tell us a little bit about why you do an Almost Blues Night for Discovery 2.
I tend to do the Almost Blues Night. I don't do it so regularly as Discovery 2. I do it sort of every 3 months. And the reason I do it is that some of these artists don't really fit into the program of the Discovery 2, you know, when I'm putting on indie bands and rock bands and rappers. This is more soul, jazz, and blues-influenced artists. They're still emerging. And I create a different atmosphere. I put tables and chairs out and people can eat while they're watching the acts. And sometimes I get an older crowd as well, whereas perhaps at the Discovery 2 nights I get a younger crowd. So that's really why it came about.
I think it's interesting. I think I would venture to guess that the reason why that there are sort of emerging talent at this caliber and in this genre is that it's easier now these days with the internet and with the sort of broadening of income at the sort of middle level music wise that these guys are able to well, that they exist, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, and these artists that I've, two of the artists I've got on are not from London. One is from Canterbury, and Richard Navarro, and Anna Burton is from Guildford.
Oh.
So they've done a few London shows before, but they're happy to do some gig. They're definitely happy to gig in London and spread out a bit more.
Cool. So what are we going to hear first this week from the artists?
Well, I think Karen Franzen, if we do it in the order of appearance.
Sounds good.
Karen is actually Swedish, based in London, and she's just released her debut album called Private Behaviour in the summer. So she'll be performing some of the songs off her album. And Andy Mitchell from the Yardbirds saw her and described her voice as amazing. So yeah, that will be the first song. And all these acts, there's going to be no drum kits. They're mainly going to be playing acoustic.
Okay.
So I think she's going to have guitar and bass, and she plays guitar as well.
Cool.
So yes, hers is the first song.
Well, if you want to get tickets, get them now. It's AAA.UK.net. You can get them there. You can also get them if you go to facebook.com/discoverytalent. You can find straight there is where you can get links to that as well. Let's listen to the first artist of the evening. It is Karen Franzen, and it's KarenFranzson.com. You want to find out more about her, or just head over to AAA.UK.net, and you'll find out all you need to know. Once again, Karen Franzen here on The Justin Wayne Show. It's Discovery 2, Almost Blues.
Oh, I don't wanna try with you. I'm happy just to get by with you. I'd like to have a real bad hair day with you. Baby, you make me so damn comfortable. It even seems applicable for it to stay.
So effortless. to try. I'm already on your side.
Once again, Karen Franson, of course, at Almost Blues tomorrow night. Discovery 2, AAA in Kensington, Kensington High Street, underneath a really brilliant restaurant called Archangel. It sounds like you guys are going to be, you're going to be able to get food from the Archangel and bring it down, or how do they have like a menu down there, or how does that work?
Yes, we can put menus on the table and people can, or they can get food from upstairs and bring it down.
That's
whichever.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah. And they do bar snack type food as well as, you know, full meal type food, so... They can look on the website for the food.
Cool.
So,
well, your next artist is Richard Navarro, and tell us a little bit about Richard.
Richard's changed his name two or three times. He was Richard Lewis, and anyway, he's now Richard Navarro, and he was Richard Pollitt at one point, but Richard Navarro seems to be the name now, and he's from Kent, and he's amazing, actually. He fuses live looping with his lyrics and melodies, and he has a strong jazz sensibility and swing and jazz, I say, with his influences. And he'll be performing with a double bass player called Nicholas Thurston. And they've actually travelled around the world a bit. They've performed in Japan, all over Europe, and... Richard's performed at the Bush Halls, Water Rats, and the Troubadour. And he's got a new EP out at the moment. So I guess he'll be doing some songs from that. And, I mean, he's got some pretty amazing quotes. Robert Plant described him as classy. Fiona Green from the Troubadour described him as deeply talented. And Chill Radio describe him as an outstanding performer. I mean, I've put him on three times. I think he's because he starts really playing lively with his keyboard. You know, he's moving around while he's playing, and it's yeah, a good experience seeing Richard live. So I'm looking forward to that. So yeah, he's going to be the second act on tomorrow night.
Right. So let's get a sampling from Richard Navarro. You want to find out more about him? myspace.com/RichardNavarroMusic. We're right here on the Justin Wayne Show. It's Discovery 2. We're here with Alex. We'll be back again in just a sec.
You invite me for dinner at a candlelit grave. The food you served, an old bone you saved. A tombstone with our names engraved. Strange ways of showing you love me. Oyster necklace and a chocolate pearl. An English rose you flew around the world. White chihuahua with his whiskers curled. Strange ways of showing you love me. You got strange ways of showing you love me. Copper rings and black bouquet. Ferrari with four missing wheels. A block of fool's gold that I had to steal. A root beer wound that will never heal. Strange ways of showing you love me. Halloween had come 8 months soon. I walked in on you and him in our bedroom. That's a strange way of showing you love me. He was not much taller than you. He had blue eyes, blue jeans and white Adidas shoes. I said, did you win that loser too? With the strange ways that come so naturally to you. With your killer looks and your vampire lips and your too hypnotherapeutic. Who knows? Story.
Well, once again, that was Richard Navarro, and we've got one more act for just three acts then on then tomorrow night.
Yes.
Okay. Well, some of your acts that have been on have been on the Almost Blues nights that you've done in the past. They're going on to do bigger and better and greater things.
Yeah, I'm really pleased for Louise Golby, because she performed in May, and she's just released her new single, Way of Tongue, which is produced by a guy called Alex Morris, and it's available on iTunes because she's putting it out herself. But she performed at Kenwood recently in front of about 5,000 people supporting George Benson, and she's going to be at Ronnie Scott's on the 13th of September and the Jazz Cafe on the 2nd of October. So seems like things are happening for her.
Yeah.
And then Orly Niles, who I put on, she performed on the same night. She's in the house band on Chris Moyles' TV show, that quiz show that he's got on at the moment, as is, coincidentally, Anna Burton, who's performing tomorrow night. She's in that same band.
All right.
On the Chris Moyles show.
Ah.
So I think they perform together sometimes at other gigs, but for tomorrow night, Anna's going to be performing with her own band, which is called the Bridge Street Soul Collective.
Ooh. That sounds pretty posh.
Yeah, it does.
Is it quite a few members of that band?
Yeah, there's quite a few of them, and she has I can never pronounce it, a cajon.
Oh,
you know, that square, the box.
Okay.
That does percussion. Yeah. So she's playing guitar as well, and she's got guitar and bass and cajon.
The box.
Yeah, the box.
All right. Well, cool.
Very much influenced by Ray Charles, Sam Cooke, Percy Sledge, those type of artists.
And
Foy Vance is an Irish singer who is also a past Discovery performer, actually. But she's done. Her career is very varied. I mean, she's done small pub gigs to professional theatre shows, and obviously the Chris Moyles thing. But she writes her own songs.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Nice. Well, we should talk about, just briefly mention that 29th of September coming up is the next non blues. I think it's all influenced, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's on the Thursday the 29th of September, Indigo Earth, Natalia Jaden, and Femstar. And then you've got the next, and then the one after that in October is October Sky, who are brilliant. I've been playing them on Recharge Radio.
Have you? Oh, great.
Yeah, they're brilliant.
Yeah, I believe they've got an interview, haven't they, on Recharge Radio?
I think so, yeah.
Very soon, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm talking to their manager.
Alex sent the track along to us presenters, and it's brilliant. And then you've got that same 27th of October is October Sky, Billy Vincent, Zodiac and Black, who came along, who were at the last one that I was at, who I met, who sound really good as well, and Theo Alteri. So quite good acts coming up as well.
I mean, Billy Vincent have performed before at Discovery, and they're a folk band, and they're just releasing their second EP, and they are actually signed to an independent, and they performed at the Great Escape and stuff, but they really wanted to come back and play, so that's a bit of a compliment. Zodiac and Black, it's going to be their first performance, and they're like metal rock. But they are great. And Theo Altieri is a young artist who is based in Swindon, and he's influenced by people like the Arctic Monkeys, and so that's very much going to be a rock folky session that night. Yeah.
Cool. We're going to come back and talk in a couple of weeks about the 29th of September, so probably, yeah.
Great. I'm still finalising the fourth act actually for that night because one's just pulled out. So,
fair enough.
If you've got any listeners out there who want to submit their bands, because I'm looking for a band for that night.
There we go. Bands. Send me a message. JustinRechargeRadio.com. We'll sort you out. I can think of a few. What, do you want a band like with a kit, or do you want a?
Yeah, no, it can be a band with a kit, perhaps with a slightly urban twist, because for that particular night, because Indigo Earth are folk, and Natalia Jaden is, I would say, R&B singer, and Femstar's a rapper. So it needs to be the type of band that is going to fit in with that. And I had a perfect band who were fusing urban with indie. So that's probably what I'm looking for more.
Okay.
For that night.
Fair enough.
But if anybody else wants to send, you know, wants to submit their music for a future discovery date, you know, if they're a rock band or whatever, I'd be very happy to hear them.
Cool. Well, we're going to hear from Anna Burton, who is the third act of the night. Once again, it's AAA.uk.net to get tickets. It's $5 ahead of time and $6 on the door. So if you want, if you're coming down, you may as well grab a ticket before you come down. And what else anything else we need to say, Alex?
No, I think that's everything really.
Yeah. You just go head over to, if you're on Facebook, facebook.com/discoverytalent. And yeah, cool. Well, this is Anna Burton. Thank you very much, Alex, for coming on again. And we'll speak to you in a couple of weeks about the end of the month's Discovery 2 as well.
Lovely. Thanks, as always, Justin. Okay.
Cool. Yeah, this is Anna Burton on The Justin Wayne Show. It's Discovery 2. Get down there.
listening to Recharged Radio. Just down this two-way, and I can feel the gun beneath my neck, and I can feel the heat on my head. She died 2 days ago, and I can see my friends and see my thoughts, and I can see my fate.
Their Friends and Foes off of the acoustic album by Isaac Aircraft. It's called Two is a Crowd, and they're releasing their next single on the 26th of September in just a few days. And on the phone with me right now is the lead singer, I'm assuming a big part of the songwriting team, and guitar player and, you know, man about town, Zach Thomas. How's it going, Zach?
Thanks very much. Hi, good. Yeah, you?
I'm all right. And it was we had a chance meeting, although I probably should have come and seen you before, because you guys have been Recharged Radio friends for quite a while. But you guys were down at the live room when I was playing as well, so that was kind of cool to meet up.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of bizarre when you kind of know about each other's presence on the internet, and then suddenly you meet in real life. But yeah, no, it's a good night. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, that was fun, and it was weird because I'd been doing the guitarist thing, and I didn't know who else was playing the gig or anything, and so I was just sat there right in front, and I was like, this sounds really familiar. Oh, it's Isaac Aircraft. It was fun to see you guys live. You guys did a great job with even without your drummer, and I was just watching some videos, and it looks like I'm gonna have to come down and see you with the drummer as well, because he brings quite a bit to the band.
Yeah, definitely. I think we're certainly a lot louder with the drummer. A different energy, I guess.
Yeah. Well, just to talk a little bit about the band, have you guys been together for quite a while? I mean, just from seeing you guys play live, it looks like you've been together for a while. How has the band come together and stuff?
Well, three of us were all at school together, and then there was four. We were all at school together, and one of the guys sort of went off to do the whole university thing, and then we met our new drummer about a year and a half ago. We've known each other since we were like 14 or 15, and we've been together as a band since we were about 16, 17, and I'm 22 now, so that's quite a long time.
Oh. And you guys are based in, you're still based in Cambridge, is that right?
We are, yeah. We do a lot of gigging down in London, but yeah, we all live in Cambridge.
What do you guys do a lot of gigging up there as well? Do you have a good solid fan base up there too?
Yeah, we try not to do it too much because obviously the more you gig, the less people turn up.
Yeah.
But, so we do it probably about 4 times a year, something like that.
All right, cool. And you guys play in London quite a bit as well. I mean, I've just seen the website and seen you guys pop up here and there.
Well, the handy thing about London is that there's so many people there, isn't it? So, I mean, as long as if you're in a different part of London, you can catch a different crowd, which is quite nice.
Well, and that is quite a skill to be able to draw different people from different parts of London and be able to work it just right. Because it is, it's certainly a beast of a, because some promoters can get upset if you play in London, but if you play in a different part, it doesn't matter. And
yeah, they do, yeah, true. I mean, we try not to kind of do stuff where promoters get upset.
Oh, no, of course not.
Because there is, like, I say this to those bands who are kind of scared of gigging in London. There are so many places that will put you on, and you don't have to worry about bringing, like, 50, 100 people or whatever. I don't think it's as scary as sometimes people make out.
Sure. Well, how have you guys sort of worked it out? Because obviously, if you can draw different crowds in different areas, I mean, has it just been a lot of how have you built the fan base in London? Has it just been lots and lots of gigging, or what other sort of
We've done it kind of more regularly than in Cambridge, I think, and played quite a bit in Camden, and just tried to get some good gigs, supporting like different bands and stuff. That's generally trying to support bands that are bigger than us. I think that's the key, really.
Yeah. Yeah, some bands aren't willing to do that sometimes, which I think is a shame. Like that. I mean, I suppose you have to at some stage, but I think some bands like, well, we're better than them. We shouldn't have to support them. Where it's not necessarily if you're better. It's just if you've been around longer and if you work harder.
Yeah, that's not how it works. I mean, like, you might think you're better than a band, but a lot of people might not think that you're better than that band, you know.
Hmm.
And it's all taste at the end of the day, isn't it? So it's quite difficult to kind of say whether you're better than the band or not.
Well, you guys have had a lot of critical response, a lot of really good critical response from people like Tom Robinson and Kenny Devine, and people saying really good things about the live show. And
how
you guys obviously have just won the best new indie rock band at the People's Choice Awards. Oh, is there a question in there? There isn't a question. I've just stated a lot of things. How have you guys developed your live show in order to, because you're obviously connecting with people on the live scene in a big way. How has that come about?
I guess just lots of practice, really. I mean, we practice 3 times a week. And also we spend a lot of time thinking about how each song fits into the show as well. So it's not all kind of in your face. You've got some quiet moments in there as well.
Hmm.
Which I think is something that everyone learns after a while. Because it was a couple of years ago, we were sitting down with a sound technician. It was just like, why don't you try doing this and this in your set? And we thought, well, absolutely, that's what we need to do.
Hmm.
So I think just out of experience and learning, really.
Yeah. Huh. I suppose if the band has been together for quite a long time, you've had a lot of time to experiment and try different things.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we know, even if someone makes a mistake or does something slightly different, we kind of bizarrely know what each other's going to do next. Because we've been playing together so long.
Well, that's cool. Well, you guys are you've released an EP and the acoustic album on Crash Records, and you're going to release the next single and stuff. How is the relationship with Crash Records been? And the reason I ask is because I think Crash Records must have a Manila PR contact or something, or it's just that Crash Records ends up turning up on my desk a lot. I do see a lot of them, and
yeah,
it's generally tends to be good
Crash
stuff.
Crash Records always use Manila for their PR, I think, and that's probably why you get a lot of stuff on your desk from Crash Records. Crash Records are great. I've said this over and over again, but the deal we have with them is that we split costs and we share the profits 50-50. Everything we've got is signed to them for a couple of years.
Uh-huh.
But that's only everything we've released, so nothing that's kind of in the pipeline.
Right.
And then we get that copyright back. And I think also it just gives you a much better kudos and much promoted if you're signed. I can't describe how kind of useful they've been, how helpful they've been. It's just good to have someone, you know, who's got the knowledge of how to release a record. Yeah. You know, no matter if they're like Universal or whatever, it's just been a great help source, definitely.
Sure. And I suppose that there's different levels of signing for different points in your career.
Yeah.
And
that's cool. Exactly. And we just do it on a release-by-release basis. Hmm. And actually, we still own the song, so if they only take a percentage of the recording of the product. So if we wanted to re-record that song, say if we got signed to a bigger label or whatever, we could do that, and they wouldn't have any claim on that.
Hmm. That's cool.
So, yeah, it's a great deal, really.
Oh. All right. And you guys have a manager as well, which is probably helps out quite a bit with a lot of the day-to-day things.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think people realize how much work it takes to kind of get your band gigging around and stuff, and he's a massive help to us. I was talking to another mate of mine in his band, and he's like, you could do it as a full-time job. The only problem is it doesn't pay very well. There's so much work to be done if you kind of want to get to the next level, I guess.
Hmm. Cool. Well, let's see. We've talked about... Well, I wanted to talk about... before we talk about Mathematics and the new single coming out, I wanted to talk about Two as a Crowd, because Two as a Crowd is sort of a unique album in the fact that I think... I've forgotten your piano player's name now. That's not very good.
Martin.
He was telling me that that you guys recorded the whole thing in a day, and it's not a short album. What is it? 1, 2, 3, 4... So could have counted these before. Is it 9, 10 songs? Yeah, in a day. Yeah. That's a long day.
I think we did it in like a working day, so like 9 hours or something like that. It was great. I it's one of my favourite things that we've done. Because we, you know, usually you work on like one track in a day, and it was so nice just to kind of go, right, I've only got 2 takes to do this, and just get it down. And actually, you get a lot. I mean, I found that we got a lot better performances on there, just because we knew that we had to do it. We were playing almost as if we were playing live in front of an audience.
Sure. Yeah. Well, it doesn't sound. I couldn't really believe it when I was listening to it at home that it was all done in a day. It doesn't sound like it was done in a day. It sounds like it's taken a lot longer to do. So it you guys did a really good job with it. I would recommend to anyone to pick it up.
Thank you very much. Well, we did different. So what we do, so we do like the two guitars together, and then we do the keys and the drums together. So that way we could save a lot more time.
All right. So you were almost playing it live with someone else some of the times. The guitarists are playing at the same time. Okay.
And maybe that helped in some way to kind of get the performances better, because you were always playing with someone else and it wasn't so kind of, right, I'm listening to this on my headphones and I'm jamming away with a metronome banging in the ear. I guess that probably helped.
All right. Well, and this the Mathematics that we're going to hear is not, because it's on the acoustic, it's on Two as a Crowd as well, but the one that we've got obviously is the full band version. And explain how the record is. This going to be an album? Is it going to be an EP? Explain to us how this is going to work.
This one's going to be a single, and it's out on the 26th of September. We recorded this quite a while ago, and we've kind of had it lying around for ages, and we were just like, we've got to do something with this, because we're really proud of it, and we thought, well, okay, why don't we just release it as a single? Whether it will be part, because we're planning to write an album over the next 6 months, whether it will be part of that, I don't know yet, because we haven't actually started writing the album. It might be, but it's kind of something, put that out there, and then we're going to start work on the next thing.
All right. How does the songwriting work within the band? Is it one of you guys writing the music and then bringing it in, or do you sort of all sit in the same room and write together, or how does that process work?
Both of those, really. Most of the time, one of the guys will have an idea. Could be me, could be anyone in the band, really. and then we'll basically a riff or something, and we'll all build the rest of the song all around that. Sometimes I'll come in with some lyrics, and then we'll write a song around that. But usually I tend to write the lyrics after the song. I don't know why. I find it a lot easier to write words once I've got kind of a clear beat to write to. So I guess I know how many syllables are going to fit in. That's kind of the general thing. I mean, we jam out songs as well. There's no kind of set way to do it.
All right. Well, I guess because you guys play three times a week, it sort of songs just end up sprouting out of the all the work that you guys do in the in the rehearsal studio anyway, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, if you do, you want, tell us a little bit about Mathematics. You sort of already have, I suppose, but tell us about the writing behind it, or what it's supposed to mean, or before we put it on here.
Yeah, sure. I think it's just kind of one of those. The boys will probably kill me for trying to explain the song, because I don't know. Even though I write the words, basically, it's just that kind of feeling of waking up in the morning after a night out, and you're reassessing your life. That's kind of it. And I think I really like the mathematics part of it, because that is kind of all those things like, is it clicking into place? The mathematics of life. How cheesy is that? The boys are going to kill me.
It's not cheesy, it's interesting. Yeah.
Cool.
A song after a night out called Mathematics. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I think they shouldn't kill you.
Cool.
Well, hopefully you're safe.
They always say that I'm really pretentious, but they would say that.
Someone has to be, don't they? Someone has to be the artist in the band.
I think the whole lyric writing thing—it's fun. You know, I don't take it like. You know, you pour your heart out when you're writing, but I tried to have a little bit of comedy in there. I love singing this song because I think it's really tongue-in-cheek, and it's just basically taking the mick out of that situation.
Good. Well, Zach Thomas of Isaac's Aircraft, thanks once again for joining us, and it was good to see you when you're down, and I'll have to catch you when you're down again. Is the 26th of September going to be? Is it going to be an album launch in London, or what's the album launch schedule?
I don't know. I think we're keeping this all online. Okay. I don't think there is going to be like a big party.
Okay.
This is the kind of focusing on the next thing as well. But I don't know yet. I think we might do a couple of gigs in the next month or so. But I'll let you know.
Okay. Cool. Sounds good. Well, you guys just played the Aeon Festival. Aeon? I don't know if I can say that in Devon. So, cool. All right. Well, yeah. Thanks again, Zach. And we'll speak to you again soon.
Okay. Thank you. Cheers.
And this is the new single from them out 26th of September. It's called Mathematics. It's isaacsaircraft.com here on the Justin Wayne Show.
Takes a minute. Degree. Think you catch your mathematics? Did it for me
In the red light, it takes a minute for you. And in the red light, it takes a minute for me. And in the red light, it takes a minute for you. And in the red light, it takes a minute. It takes a minute for you, and in the red light, it takes a minute for me, and in the red light, it takes a minute for you, and in the red light, it takes a minute.
Once again, Mathematics out on the 26th of September. A little correction from what I said earlier in the show. I think I said the 24th. That's the Van Susen's gig at the Indigo O2, which you should come to. I'll be there. I guess. It'll be cool. No, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Right. Yeah. So, Zach Thomas, thanks to him. Thanks to Alex KW. Of course, tomorrow night, Discovery 2 Almost Blues at the AAA in Kensington. Head on down there. It's going to be a good gig. You heard it from all three of those artists. You also heard from Sugar Smack, which is a former Discovery 2 artists with Too Close to Hurt that kicked off the very, very top of this hour, nearly 48 minutes ago. And it's just 12 minutes left until the Island Music Show with Rodrigo de Sá. If you've been waiting patiently, you only have about 12 more minutes left. In fact, 11 minutes and about 10 seconds. So we've got a elongated live track for you now from Martin Sexton, as promised. This track he played on Monday. It is a brilliant track, and if you get over to martinsexton.com, you can find out where else he's going to be in the European community in the next 2 weeks. Right now, this tune is called Freedom of the Road from the album Live Wide Open. It's Martin Sexton. This is the first album that he released on his own independent label, in Kitchen Table Records. And have a listen here now on the Justin Wayne Show, Sweet Charge Radio.
In a westerly direction, this car is my train. I'm driving and wondering what it is I'm running from again. It'll feel like an 80-year-old man holding on to 29. And up ahead on that horizon, the California line. I've had enough of this freedom of the road. Never was good with decisions, at least that's what I've been told. Up ahead of trucks carrying a wide load, prefab house cut in half, y'all. A cute little front door and two windows, and I ain't you gonna cry or should I laugh? You see, I broke a home up myself once. As I stumbled to that door, I read her note by the dawn's light. Said, don't you come round here anymore. I've had enough of my freedom of the road. Never was good with decisions, this is what I've been told. Yeah, I've been holding on to my ticket, cause one day I'll pay this toll. And Magic Road grant this freedom, someone else, for I'll be coming home. Yes, I will. And don't you know, there'll be no more pay-per-view movies, and
these economy motels. No more trash in my backseat from Burger Queen or Taco Hell. No more playing in my truck car for the ladies in the lounge. Think I'll leave a little something for the next traveling man this round. And I mean it, yes I do. I know there's got to be someone out there who thinks I still have my home. I got his picture here in my back pocket, along with these rocks I found in Arizona I want to show him. And I know I'm going to return to an awkward silence, because there's never known. But I know if I make my amends, maybe I could regain the trust of my long lost son. Yeah, come child. It's today I'll pay this toll. Magic road, grant your freedom. Take it. Coming home.
Recharged Radio.
Out of here. Here I am, thrown in the
Matt Addy, Here I Am. Great tune. Thanks, Matt. Thanks to everyone with the show. Thank you to Martin Sexton for the tickets. And thank you to his beautiful wife, Georgianne. Thank you to Alex KW. Thank you to Holly Gadesa for the mix. And thank you to Zach Thomas of Isaac's Aircraft. Next show, Holly Gadesa, in about 2 minutes' time. Right now, one more tune. It's called Sunday. It's from Spencer J. Berger, an auditorium out of California, here on the Justin Wayne Show, Recharge Radio. See you next week.
Sunday, we woke up and you made us coffee. I don't tend to drink it, but every thing that touches your hands is slowly that I want to and need to be part of the plan. We walked out your door and the city was singing. On Prospect Park West there were old men and women just dancing to old songs, the kind that were played when your parents were sleeping inside their old homes, dreaming while their parents touched and grew bold. Stopped and stared up at the clouds. Fully noticed that they'd opened up, and so had the crowd. The first snow, we all cheered, and I grabbed your face in my hands, and I kissed you, and I promised you that someday our best days won't only be Sundays. The world will unfold all around us, but that right directions for just.
Independent radio for independent music. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Get in touch. studio@rechargedradio.com. The best new independent music.